The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 15th of May, 2008. It's the birthday of the man who gave us The Wizard of Oz, Lyman Frank Baum, L. Frank Baum, born in Chittenango, New York. Moved to Aberdeen, South Dakota, and then to Chicago, where his first children's story was a big success in 1899, Father Goose. Thereupon, he submitted Wizard of Oz to his publisher. It came out in 1900. It was produced as a musical extravaganza in 1901 on the stage in Chicago. It's the birthday of the author and editor Clifton Fadiman, born in Brooklyn, 1904. It's the birthday of the short story writer and novelist Catherine Ann Porter, born in Indian Creek, Texas, 1890. Grew up in poverty, very little education, got married at the age of 16 to a railway clerk, ran away from her husband, went off to Chicago, wanted to become an actress. Got a job in a song and dance show, but then she caught tuberculosis. She had no money. She had to go into a charity hospital, which was known at the time as a pest house. It was dirty. It was overcrowded. The patients were fed on dry bread and thin soup. But her brother came to her rescue, heard that she was sick, sent her money to pay for treatment at a real sanatorium in Texas, where she spent 2 years, surrounded by young women, including some women who were journalists, who inspired Catherine Ann Porter to become a writer. She'd never been to college, never left the country, hadn't lived outside of Texas for more than a year, but she went to work covering entertainment news and society. And then in 1919, she met a group of Mexicans who told her that a revolution was brewing in their country and that she should write about it. And though it was unheard of for a woman to travel alone to a foreign country, and especially one that was unstable politically as Mexico was, she spent the next several months there, wrote about it, and also began writing short stories, including one called Flowering Judas, about a young American woman living in Mexico just before the revolution. It was published, made her famous, became the title story of her first book, Flowering Judas and Other Stories, came out in 1930, earned her some money so she could travel to Europe, where, being far away from Texas, she could see her home clearly for the first time and began to write about her childhood. Wrote her novel Noon Wine, which most critics consider her masterpiece, the story of a dairy farmer who hires a stranger to work on his farm, whereupon a bounty hunter arrives claiming that the stranger is an escaped criminal, and the farmer winds up killing the bounty hunter and has to prove to the town that he is not a murderer. And it was on this day in 1942, William Faulkner's book Go Down Moses was published, a collection of seven short stories all taking place in his fictional Yoknapatawpha County, all about members of the McCaslin family, including his famous story, The Bear. Here's a poem for today by Timothy Young entitled We Collect Gull Feathers. As the evening dies over Pepin, we collect gull feathers, black and white ones, and pretend they were dropped by the eagle whose track and wing marked the gray Mississippi sandbar. Jesse remarked as we arrived, "If I point at hawks, they fly away, but if I don't, they stay in their trees." The river moves heavily south, and the sun drops beyond the bluffs. The air chills me. I want to keep my fingers in my pocket, because everything moves on here, except that sweet pain of love that knows he's growing up to leave me. A poem by Timothy Young, We Collect Gull Feathers, from his collection Building in Deeper Water, published by The Thousands Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. And by The Sleep Number Bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.